Usador here, while King Arnie is busy at King's School. We're currently releasing these episodes from behind the paywall. But did you know that you can hear brand new bonus episodes on Patreon? Like Offices and Bosses Season 5 coming out right now. Go to patreon.com/magictavern to support the show and listen to the first episode of O&B Season 5. The second episode will be coming out later this very week with special guest Hildy the Ancient Turtle.
You've probably seen one of these things, know how it works. This is where it is. We do keep track of copies, so no photocopying your butt or movie screenplay.
No promises.
You're gonzo. You're crazy. I like it. I like it. Any other questions? Are we good here?
Is this like one of my... I mean, I get like... Am I going to find out what my responsibilities are today, or like...
Yeah, oh yeah, we'll get that all sorted out. We'll get that sorted out. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I'll stand up again.
Yeah.
Hildy, can I ask, do you have on your sheet, do you have any special abilities? I guess I'm just curious, like, if you have any special skills.
Oh, I'm it is exhausting to come in and out of character like that. Just give me a warning before it's going to happen next time.
Oh, yeah, would you like a safe word or something?
I would like a safe word.
That's a good safe word. How about,
intermission.
Intermission is perfect.
Okay.
Intermission. Yes, how can I help you?
We'll learn more about Patreon after today's episode, and how to save 70% off your first month of patronage. But for now, enjoy Season 2, Episode 4 of Offices and Bosses from April of 2018.
Not marketing manager, IT professional, sales rep, and temp. I am office manager, your guide in the realm of offices and bosses.
Hey Momo, how you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm so excited. Thank you for playing Offices and Bosses with us.
Of course. It's just nice not to be napping, you know?
Oh, sure. Are you just napping a lot of the time?
I nap the day away.
Nap the day away?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I gotta say, I appreciate that. You seem sort of like real delighted about it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on. Let me sit next to you. Hey.
Hey, how have you been?
Okay, Momo's okay. It's good to be here. It's nice to be included in something.
Yeah, I was real excited to play this game with you. You know, you're one of our best friends. I don't know where everybody else is.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Sorry I'm late.
No, oh, hey, John, how you doing, bud?
Sizzlebop.
Hey, look who I got to play. What?
Sizzlebop.
Oh,
one of my classic catchphrases.
That's right. Sizzlebop. Classic catchphrase, the Sizzlebop.
Momo don't know that one.
Momo don't know. You doing okay?
I'm okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. I saw Momo walk in earlier. Sorry, I was just at the bar getting some drinks, so I don't have to get up.
Yeah. You know, Chun, as a badger, can you sort of track Momo's movements? As a shapeshifter, can you track Momo's movements more? Like, I feel like Momo, I don't necessarily always know you're around. I just sort of see movement in my peripheral vision around the tavern.
Well, it's funny you ask. Since I'm in badger form, I can use my sense of smell to track. But that being said, there is... how do I put this politely? There is someone in the tavern emanating a very powerful odor.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of...
Yeah.
He's oh, okay. Old that's now. Kind of How muting my abilities, yeah. So...
Let's not bring it up to Usador.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense to.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Does that make sense?
What's this?
Arnie, there's been several days where I've been sitting next to you the whole day and you haven't noticed.
Really? The whole day?
Hmm?
Wow.
Yeah, you mumble some stuff to yourself when you're alone.
Oh, ooh, details.
Oh.
Just like, oh, man. Oh, man. Ah. Oh.
That sounds like me.
Such self-frustration.
Oh, man.
I don't know where Usador is at. He must be around here somewhere.
Well, let's all just take in a deep whiff and see if... yeah, I smell that weird smell that's always around.
No.
Do you find that you always smell it?
I do. I think Usador.
Weird.
Sometimes Usador says he's out of town, and I'm like, "Can't fool me. I still smell you."
Hey, everybody.
Metamore.
Yeah, I had to get my books and things from the my dice from the stables, but I'm here now. I'm here now, and Ready to go. And this is our new...
Minimore, I don't know if you've ever met Momo the Mouse with human strength.
Hi, I'm Momo.
Oh, hey, it's nice to meet you. I've probably never seen you in the barn. We got a couple cats in there. I don't know, maybe.
Ooh, a couple cats. Is there any Snoo Pussycats?
Hmm?
Is there any Snoo Pussycats?
I think just regular cats, I think.
What's Snoo Pussycat?
Whoa, it's Usador!
Oh, sorry, I just caught the very end of that and I just didn't know what you were saying.
It's the smell.
The source of the smell, wink, wink, is here. Play along.
Oh, yes. I here bringing my stench along with me, as always. Certainly not covering for anyone else who has a terrible body odor that it should be an embarrassment, but they seem oblivious to.
Did you find out eating Gilbert Grape?
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
We don't know. We're trying to find out.
What?
I'm not sure what happened. I'm having fun.
I'm sorry. I have to go back to the bar. I didn't get a drink and any food yet. So get Momo caught up so we can start the game.
Oh, yeah. Momo, have you ever played Offices and Bosses before?
Not once, but I've watched a lot.
Oh, really? You're like a spectator?
Mm-hmm.
I've watched a lot. You're like a spectator. That's got to be the worst fucking exchange in the history of Molo for the Magic Tavern.
Not by a long shot.
Chunt! Buddy.
I'm just saying, I've watched a lot, so you're like a spectator.
I'm sorry if you're really upset about Usador's smell, but don't take it out on me.
And honestly, that's one of the nicest things anyone's ever said about Momo.
To just rephrase what you said?
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to hear what other people say to you.
It's a lot of enough.
I guess I'm trying to take in what people are saying, and maybe I do over-repeat. I guess I'm trying to empathize. I guess it's my ham-fisted way of showing compassion, and maybe some people should try it.
All right, I'll try it. I'll try and be a little more patient. I'm sorry.
No, but
I'll put myself in your shoes, in your polo, maybe try and wash through some feelings that you're having.
Sure, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Look, let's have fun, guys. It's like it's family game night. Let's all, you guys are like a family to me. Let's have fun and play the game.
Woo!
There we go. Here are some rooster's feet and some floating cheese and, of course, some putrid pickle sauce.
Ooh, yum, 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 yum.
All right.
That smells PPS.
Awful. Now, Momo, you're familiar with the game. You've spectated,
mm-hmm.
apparently. Okay. And we've got a character rolled up for you whenever you're ready to play. And all we need to do is, have you thought about who your character is and what their background might be?
So I want to play Mariska Hargitay, an orphan pickpocketer from the street.
Oh.
Mariska.
Mariska.
Love it.
Mariska Hargitay.
I like that name. It has a lot of hard consonant sounds in it.
I can't tell how much of that name is the name and how much of it is just Momo's voice.
Mariska Hargitay. Da, 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 da.
Oh, there's such an ebb and flow to it.
Well, all right, Mariska. I think this is great. I think where we were left off at the end of last week, the guys here were able to pay the rent. And let me see here. Perhaps we could all meet you out in front of a fast food restaurant that currently has a 2-for-1 special. These guys are currently kind of down on their luck there. Maybe we could have you interact with them there.
Wonderful.
Three guys going to a restaurant with a 2-for-1 special has to have like a unique set of challenges.
Yeah, yeah.
2-for-1.
What?
There's three of us.
Yes.
Is this a math problem? Am I not mathing it right?
Not mathing it right. That's your new catchphrase.
Well, they don't insist that you come in groups of two.
Yeah, oh. I mean, you could have five guys. Momo, you okay?
Yeah, just Momo sick from this floating cheese. And not anything you said.
Okay.
Oh, so we're all meeting in front of this restaurant establishment, and what do we see? What can we see right now?
Well, you see various posters in the windows. Ooh. Of kind of blonde-haired European ladies with gyros about ready to take a bite out of them.
Oh, and gyros.
Pictures of Greece, almost like travel brochures. They're all kind of...
Can I see the food menu?
Oh, sure. It's mostly standard burgers and dogs, fries, and then weird pizza puffs and tamales, of all things, yeah.
I'm looking through the Y's, and I can't find gyros.
It starts with a G.
Oh, I love that.
You would want to pronounce it gyro, but it's actually euros.
Oh, I see.
And as you're doing this, I need each of you to roll a die to see if you notice a feeling on your bottom.
Feeling on my bottom. I have a 13.
13. You do not notice a feeling on your bottom.
Okay.
4.
You definitely don't notice a feeling on your bottom.
I roll a 17.
You feel something on your bottom, perhaps a hand on your bottom. You wheel around, and there you see Mariska, a street urchin-y child, precocious with a slouchy hat and knee breeches and socks, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I see the hat manual?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a whole giant book of hats in this game.
That's correct. The slouchy newsboy hat that Mariska wears gives her special bonuses when doing things that are precocious.
That's nice.
Excellent.
And you've been caught.
Oh, no. Hey.
Pretty aggressive for someone who just got caught.
Hey, what's the big idea?
I think you were trying to pick my pocket.
You were robbing me.
She's good.
I don't know.
Were you robbing that child, Hayden Christensen?
No, John Sebastian. I'm not.
John Bastian.
No, she tried to pick my pocket.
Excuse me, this man's trying to take all my money.
I immediately side with Mariska.
Sure. Yeah, that
danger sides with Mariska.
Surprise.
All right, everyone, let's just calm down here. I'm going to call the police on my magical telephone device, and they shall come forthwith and set this...
Why do we got to bring the cops into this?
What do we got going on over here? Oh, it's you.
Oh, no. Is there an alley that Momo can run, or Mariska can run down?
Yeah, there is an alley in the back of the restaurant, for sure.
Oh, man. And also, hey, Dorian, how you doing?
I've been here the entire time.
What? Trickster God, gonna trickster God.
Yes. Chess Trunkboard and I were having dinner the other night, and I figured I'd just hang out for another game.
Oh, wow.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry, while we take a real quick pause, may I ask, Momo, what size character are you? Are you mouse size in the game, or...
Because keep in mind, I'm playing a one-inch baby.
That's disgusting. No, I want to be a kid. So it's like the opposite of Momo. So it's like a big kid with no muscle mass.
Oh.
Just like nothing.
So a giant kid with like the strength of a mouse?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a big kid now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Dorian DeVille, the police officer.
That's right. Officer John Depp.
Yes. I rolled for you, Dorian. Hope you don't mind, but John Depp is actually a crooked cop.
Yeah, maybe. A crooked cop who's seen this one around the block one too many times. Now I'm hauling you in for indecent pickpocketure.
If you could be a little more forgiving in this instance, I believe this small child means us no harm and only doth wish to find a way to fill her empty stomach.
Well, they have free meals in the juvenile detention center.
Ooh, why don't we ever eat there?
Oh, yeah.
You want to give it a roll, John Bastian, to see if you can convince Officer John Depp to...
Yes, I shall roll and see if I am convincing enough as John Bastian. 14.
That's good. John Depp will accept what you have to say. However, he will have a task he needs you to perform in order to escape his, not be apprehended by him.
All right, you mug. If this one's in your care just like that one-inch baby, then let me see you buy him some dinner.
Very well.
Now there are four of us.
I know this happens to fix our two-for-one problem.
Manager of this establishment, I do doth care to procure 4 of your finest gyros. Gyros.
It's two-for-one day. You know that?
Yay, I surely do.
Fries on the side?
Should we do fries on the side, Arnold?
I don't know how many fries.
Arnie, yes. It's 2-4-1.
And 1-2.
What? Oh, now I'm... Okay.
So order 7 fries. 2-4-1.
7 fries.
Thank you.
7 orders of fries?
Yay, good master of this establishment. Please put forth with... bring us 7 orders of fries.
I'll have to charge you for 4 orders of fries.
Oh, okay.
It's 2-for-1.
Is it better to do 8 orders of fries?
It'd be the same cost if you do 8.
Okay.
Aye, then let us do 8.
Okay, that's 4 euros, 8 orders of fries. Do you want pop with that?
Yeah, we'll have some pops.
Yeah.
Okay.
I prefer to call it soda, but yeah.
It's regional.
Wait, what? Give me the beverage guide.
There it is.
Oh, the beverage guide is bigger than the hat guide, but I appreciate that.
Soda. Oh, same as pop. Huh.
Yeah, soda, cola, cold drink.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why does it have so many names?
As they're ordering, DJ Baby Danger LaGrange wants to kind of get to know Mariska's backstory. So he just starts to ask her, so where are you from? How'd you get so poor?
Have you ever been orphaned 4 times?
Can't say that I have. I'm a trust fund baby.
I've been orphaned all the times. First I had parents, and then they died. And then I had parents, and then they died.
I have to ask, are you killing the parents?
What was that?
Are you killing...
What was...
Are you
was
killing...
That the,
you keep interrupting.
Am I?
Well played.
All right, you get rung up. He says, wait, just feel free to grab any pops from the cooler that you want there. Let me see. That's 2 euros for fries. It's going to be 10. It's 18,
1850. Here, I shall use my card of crediting.
Oh, good. I was going to say, because we spent all our money on rent.
I'm going to roll a die here. You'll only take cash. It's cash only.
Well, what if Mariska has some cash?
Does she?
From earlier in the day, pickpocketing.
I want to roll to, I think I see that Mariska has cash.
You think you see?
Mm-hmm. I want to roll to I think I see.
We did a lot of that last week.
Okay, well then we'll forego that.
Okay. If you want to think you see it, you may be mistaken, but you're allowed to think you see
it. I'll let Mariska roll for it.
Yeah, I think Mariska sees the kindness, so she's thinking about it.
Can I sell my body to pay for the euros?
Your body?
My body.
Well, when you ask the guy, he's like, look, you guys ain't got any cash?
No, I'm sorry. I'm afraid we do not.
Tell you what, that cop wouldn't mind looking the other way.
Can you turn around?
Hey, Officer John Depp, I've been on a call on my radio device here, just peering out the window to see what manner of crime might be taking place, so I'm not paying attention.
Oh, geez, he put 2 forks and 2 potatoes and he's making them dance.
Look, I got this package here, all right?
Oh, no.
Geez, he put 2 forks and 2 potatoes and he's making them dance.
Look, I got this package here, all right?
Maybe. Oh, no. No, thanks. We just want to eat.
What? I need you to deliver a package.
Oh.
Oh, I thought he was going to let me sell my body.
Yeah, I thought it was going to turn into 21 Hump Street.
Look,
What?
Look,
Oh, man.
Look, you're worth a lot more than 4 euros and 8 fries and 4 pops, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, all right. It doesn't have to come to that yet.
Okay.
I've got a package here. Maybe it's drugs. Maybe it's guns. Maybe it's dead body parts.
It's always the third one.
I was going to say, I prefer it's drugs.
I need you to deliver this to, there's an address written on here on a slip of paper. I need you to deliver it there tomorrow at midnight. You're going to be delivering it to Mr. Sonny Sinclair.
At midnight or by midnight?
At midnight. Tomorrow night.
And you'll hang on to our euros and fries until
then. You can have them now.
Oh, wonderful. Yes,
yeah. I think it's pretty nice of me, don't you?
What was the name of the guy we have to deliver to?
Sonny Sinclair.
That could be a guy or a girl.
You may know him as a crime boss.
That's a guy.
Ooh. Or you may know her as a drug lord. You may know them as Underworld Kingpin.
Ooh.
Oh.
I know you up for this job. You guys, you need money, huh?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yeah, guys, we've been trying to earn money other ways, but we should just turn to crime.
Mariska's gotta warn you. I've heard that name on the street, and that's a name that's pretty spooky around here.
It is pretty spooky.
And just so you know, if you accept these euros and these fries, you know, maybe you're stealing, maybe you're not. Right, officer?
What? Yes, absolutely. Now I'm paying attention again, and I am as crooked as they come. And I'll let you know as Officer John Depp that package better get delivered, or else an arrest warrant will be issued for the four of yous.
I give the officer one of the orders of fries.
Okay, yeah.
You're welcome. Dingle ding. That's me leaving.
There is a bell on the door. That's what that was. Yeah. There's definitely a bell on the door.
I thought we had to say dingle ding when we leave.
Dingle ding. That's me accidentally leaning against the door.
But you have to be, not, don't stand too close to the door because it sets off.
It sets off. That's me pulling Mariska away from the door.
It sets off the thing. It sets off the thing.
Dingle ding. Now I'm just having fun.
There's an I-beam. Don't stand in too close to the I-beam.
Dingle ding.
Dingle ding.
I left my fries in here.
Do I have to roll to see if I'm able to eat this gyro?
No, you can't.
Or is that that's a free action?
That's a free action.
Wonderful.
Eating is free. Enjoy your gyros and...
Oh, do I have to roll to see if I enjoy it?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. Three.
Not the best. Mm. That the yogurt sauce is a little rough.
Oh, can I see the sauce book?
Sure, yeah.
Thanks.
Metamore, how much money do you have to spend on these books? Can I see the receipt book?
You're right over here. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, fuck. A lot.
Yeah, yeah. Like I don't have much else to spend money on in my life.
Dingle ding.
Is that?
No, I just, it was an accident.
Okay, no worries. Okay.
That sounds like a good sauce. I'm sorry that it wasn't better.
Yeah, it was a pretty low roll, and you know, you got that.
What's your name, friend?
Oh, the guy behind.
Yeah. Trust fund baby wants to ask.
Yeah, Rock Godbold.
What? Rock Godbold?
Correct.
Dingle ding. I run out. Because nobody with the name Rock Godbold, you don't want to mess with that person, right?
If, Rock, if this job goes well, might there be other jobs?
Oh, really? You're already asking for more work, huh?
Well, I'm just curious.
Dingle ding. I'm also curious.
Is that, you came back? It's going to escalate. It's going to escalate. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. Perfectly honest, except for that kid over there, you all look kind of wimpy, you know, kind of a bunch of straights, and I'm not sure if you got what it takes, you know.
All right, let's go back to the apartment so we can wake up and do crime.
Is there another way to exit the store?
Dingle ding.
Oh, yeah, there's a back entrance.
Yeah, that's behind the counter. That's, you know, it's behind Rock's counter. So you tell me whether you want to use that door.
Is there a bell on that door? Ding dingle, I walk in backwards.
There's no bell on the back door, but like I said, you may not want to go back there.
Oh, guys, I kind of want to go back there.
Yes, I absolutely want to go back there.
Yes.
I'm going to warn you, you may not want to go back there.
Okay. Can I roll to see if I do or do not want to go back there?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, got a 10.
You want to go back there?
No, I do. I want to go back there.
You really want to go back
there.
Okay. You really want to go
back there. All right, so I kind of just like barge back there.
It smells like souvlaki.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, really bad souvlaki.
Yeah. With all this Greek food around, I wish Ron Bingo was here. He loved Greek food.
Love Greek food.
Can I see the Greek food manual?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Souvlaki, some tzatziki, some eggplant pie stuff. Pretty stinky. Pretty stinky.
And
pretty
one angry chef.
Whoa.
I am Daryl Strawberry, the chef de cuisine at this restaurant. Who dares barge into my kitchen?
Guys, I figured out what's in the bag. It's definitely drugs.
Forgive my friend. We were just trying to find a less noisy way to leave.
In that case, you may use the back door. And please, take with you some Greek salads.
It was ominous.
Free Greek salads. No one else is excited about that.
It's not my favorite salad.
I mean, I like the olives,
but I'm going to put it on my character.
There is no salad handbook, just so you know.
Oh.
But there is an appetizer handbook that includes soups and salads.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Smart. Yeah.
You know, salad handbook tomorrow.
Yeah. I will say the Greek salads he hands you were for someone else's order that was never picked up. Doc Gooden, Howard Johnson, Mookie Wilson, and...
Well, they are well met.
Yeah. Keith Hernandez. Yeah. None of them were able to pick up their food today. Lenny Dykstra.
Do we head back to the apartment now? Or do we see anything else along the way?
We should probably head back. Dingle ding. Sorry, my phone. I got a message.
Yeah, feel free to head back to the apartment. Where the address that was dropping us off is in the warehouse district. And I'm not sure.
Warehouse?
Not sure you guys have a car or any vehicle or have a plan in order to.
Can I roll to see warehouse?
Yes.
Okay. 18.
Okay. It is on the exactly the address on the piece of paper given to you.
Warehouse.
Oh. Yeah.
Found it.
Able to use your smartphone and locate exactly where the warehouse is.
Can I roll to see if Mariska can warn them about the warehouse district?
Yeah, we'd love to learn from Mariska's expertise in this realm.
Well, as someone who spent their whole life running away from people and keeping your cards very close to your vest there, sharing information can be difficult for you. So There will be a negative modifier on your roll to see if you're willing to share. If you want to go ahead and give that a roll.
3.
Okay, you're unable to share. You're unable to share. However, they notice that you are unable to share, and perhaps they could create an environment for you where sharing might be more easy.
Can I roll to determine or see if I can kind of figure out what consistency knock life she's had?
Sure. Okay.
That's a 19.
Hard.
Okay.
A hard knock life. That's definitely hard.
I try and relate to her about that.
Yeah, yeah. As a trust fund baby, it might be difficult, you know. Hard knock life for her.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
It's a hard knock life for her.
But maybe not the two of
you. But for us, maybe. Like, I can act like it's for us.
Yeah, you guys have been out of work for a while, but as a trust fund baby, it's going to be pretty difficult.
While those two are talking and commiserating, I want to talk to John Sebastian about something.
Bastion.
Sure.
John, am I crazy? But when I look at Baby Danger next to Mariska.
Mariska?
They kind of look very similar. Like, so similar they could almost trade places.
I order an orange juice.
I'm just saying that, like, look, I know that she's a pauper and he's just like a rich prince, but...
Why don't you guys bet $1 on it?
All right. I bet $1 that I do not have, but after this drug deal goes down, that they could trade places.
All right, Hayden. I'll make that bet $1 with you, and we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah.
This is going to be so sweet. So meanwhile, I'm talking with Mariska.
Yeah.
Saying like, oh, I want to make you feel comfortable because, you know, you've been through an experience with us and it's sort of galvanized. So I feel like you're part of the crew now.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to get comfortable and feel at home with us. We're your new family.
Now, he is a super cute baby.
Okay.
And that's going to degrade some of your cold-hearted modifiers. You want to give that a roll again?
Sure. 4.
Still got a ways to go. Still got a ways to go. Yeah. You just really don't want to share.
Do I share something about, like, personally, or am I not sharing at all?
You can probably share something personally, but nothing about the warehouse.
Sure. Mariska wants to reveal that when she was in an orphanage, the woman who ran the orphanage used to say things like, "You'll stay up till this place shines like the top of the Chrysler Building." And it was just so mean.
The Chrysler Building is exceptionally shiny, just so FYI.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's one of the shinier building tops.
Oh, can I see the shiny building
there
manual?
Is, yeah. Thank you.
Yep, one of the shiniest.
Yeah.
Can I try and see if I can discern whether one of her parents, maybe her original father, had military dollars?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Try to roll
just
that.
Roll and see if her father had military dollars. That's a 20.
Yeah, you realize that there's definitely some battle bucks going on.
Okay.
Father battle bucks, yeah.
That's what I was going for.
Sure.
Father battle bucks, that sounds a lot like daddy to Georgie.
They are definitely similar.
Oh, I know what I want to do. I want to grab her hand, and I want to do a dance number with her.
Sure, yeah. Again, he's real cute, so you're going to roll for this
okay.
one.
Okay.
That's a natural one.
Ooh, that's rough.
Roll 10.
He's winning your heart. He's just so cute. He's just so adorable. His one, he actually fell over, hurt himself, started crying.
Owie.
Yeah, there it is. And as a baby, that's just, that's really tugged at your heartstrings. So any information you have about Sonny Sinclair or the Warehouse District?
I hurt my knee, and the only thing that'll help is more information about you.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want you to get hurt again, and it's almost guaranteed if we go to the Warehouse District. Little kids have been trying to take Sonny Sinclair down for many years. And so whenever he sees a kid, he kills him and he hits him.
Wait, he hits him or he kills him?
He kills him and he hits him.
In what order? It's important.
In whatever.
It's not that whatever. Important. If somebody kills someone and then hits him, I don't want to fuck with that person.
ominous.
Look, it's weird that he hits him after he kills him, but, like, I've got to say, the killing part really overshadows the rest of it.
It seems irrelevant at some point, yes.
If you hit someone and then kill them, that's fine.
That's fine?
That's biz as usual. If you kill someone and then hit them, something's a little loose in the brain.
That's how chaotic he is. He forgets which order to do it in.
Oh, terrifying.
Thank you for this information. Do you know if he has any weaknesses?
Just one. Can I roll and see if I can say it?
Yeah, sure, sure.
It's 8.
You can only hint at it vaguely through a veil of tears.
Let's just say he has an Achilles heel.
Is it his heel? God, the blood. Does she have consumption?
Mariska is crying. Don't keep pressing her for information.
Sorry. Can't you see the veil of tears? Yeah, danger backs off.
All right, it's just about ready for you all to get ready to go deliver the package. I'd love to know what everyone's clothes you're wearing or any kind of preparations you've made to head to the warehouse district.
I've switched to my black suit.
What color shirt you wearing?
White.
Okay.
I only wear white shirts.
Okay, a tie?
Black tie.
Thin, wide?
Thin.
Okay. Sunglasses?
Ooh, can I wear sunglasses?
At night?
I wear sunglasses at night.
So you can.
I can?
See the light.
Oh, well, yeah. All right.
Right, yeah, before your eyes.
It seemed a little in excess.
Actually not, but yes. Close, but
very close.
Not quite. If you're ready, that's fine. Anyone else have any preparations for...
I don't know. I was sort of considering, like, just staying on my home world and just projecting an image of myself to have this caper, but I feel like that'll be controversial.
I think it's kind of cool. Something new. I mean, it's your own story.
Do you have the equipment to do that?
Let me look through my stuff. I don't know. I guess I'll just hold a newspaper in front of my face.
Okay. As an art school student, that's you probably don't have the technology or understanding,
yeah,
really, of how to do any of that. Yeah. Danger?
Danger wears all black, so he can, like, stealthily move, and he wraps his penis around him so that he looks as tiny as possible.
Wow, okay. All right. Mariska, any...
I want Mariska to go from, like, a rags-to-riches type situation. Like, this is the first time she's worn real clothes in a long time. She looks very nice.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and pick out some clothes and roll the die.
Okay. 6.
Okay, let's try again. Put on different sets of clothes and roll the die again.
8.
Let's try it again.
While she rolls, can we roll to see what kind of, like, reactions we have to each outfit as
totally,
she tries
yeah.
them on?
Okay. Yeah.
I had a 4, so I'd, like, shake my head like, yeah. Not that one.
All right. 11?
12.
Getting closer, but I think it's going to take a few more costumes.
Oh, I rolled a 20, so when she comes out, I'm actually wearing a wacky outfit myself, and we have a good laugh about it.
Yeah.
If I roll... Like a 6, do I just shake my head and roll my eyes and like have a little laugh about that?
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Cool.
Meanwhile, Putting on the Ritz is playing somewhere, somehow.
Can I see the music handbook?
Yeah, it's come up a couple times. That might be useful.
Right when the lyrics say, where fashion hits.
Exactly. But you do finally land on a set of clothes that everyone is...
And all three, I want to roll for... For me, Hayden, and John to all look up at the exact same time and just be breathless.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, that's 18.
You are absolutely breathless. And if you want to roll your die, Mariska, there for you, that last costume.
4.
Okay. You didn't clean up so well.
Really?
It's
we're really
nice.
Shocked.
You're like, oh my gosh, she really...
Breathless
she didn't
for the
really
wrong
change.
Reason. Yeah.
She didn't
like,
really...
Whew,
took off
really,
her glasses and let the hair down. Didn't really do anything. But you're happy that she appears happy.
Yeah.
Can I roll to see how high Mariska's confidence is?
Yeah.
Even? Okay. Yeah. 8.
Yeah, it's a little better than it was.
Well, she also has that bonus for street smart confidence. So
that is true. That'll take
that
up to 12.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. So you're certainly more confident than you were. It's something you struggle with, so good doubling of your confidence.
Ding, ding. I stole the bill.
Perfect. Okay.
Didn't it sound different before?
Maybe.
Well, now it's no longer tethered to where it was.
Yeah.
Should we try to steal Mrs. Ropley's car? She has that minivan?
That's right. Pontiac 6000 LE station wagon with wood paneling on the side.
Can I roll to see if Mrs. Ropley appears in the door frame, twirling the keys around her finger?
You certainly may. Yeah.
16.
She is.
I sell my body to her.
She is not interested in you as much as she is Arnie.
Oh,
as we recall.
I sell John Sebastian's body to her.
Let me roll here. Ooh, the 4. I don't think she's buying it.
The store's closed.
but I am willing to drive a getaway wagon.
I'm going to roll to see if Mershka and I can hop on the back of a black cat and try and meet them there, just to travel a little more stealthily.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a 17.
You are able to ride on the back of a black cat.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Momo, do you mind riding on a cat? Is that a problem?
Yeah, my bones are probably mostly hollow, so no problem.
Okay.
Avian bones?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we got to get that car. I'm not sure if you have a plan B to get that car from Mrs. Ropley.
I'm willing to load it out as soon as someone explains to me why there are two Danger LaGranges.
Mrs. Ropley, there are two Danger LaGranges because you're drunk.
I'm going to roll to see if I accept that or not.
Yeah.
17. Damn it.
Yeah, you're drunk. You're drunk.
She's seen two for one.
I tucked into the Purple Passions. Here, you can have the keys to the Bonneville. I'm going to see if the stories are on the magic TV box.
Excellent. Now let us ride in our steed of wagon most station and find our way to the waterfront.
We're really good at doing a crime spree.
Ooh, this is fun.
You make your way to the warehouse district and on the wharf, on the pier. The instructions told you to drive to...
corner of Randolph and Mortimer.
That's correct.
Randolph?
Mortimer!
That corner. There you would see one warehouse with a single light with one of those little, the shade, like an overturned bowl, you know, over one door that's open, and there are two large, burly men standing by that door.
I like coming down to the waterfront because you can see all the ships coming to America.
Aww.
That's right. So if you're ready to, I'm not sure if you have a plan to approach, and you... you have the package with you, correct?
I think we should consult Mariska since she's the sort of expert in espionage,
yeah,
or street smarts.
Is Mariska feeling loyal towards them or trying to save?
Yes, great. Right. Especially after the clothing montage, you really feel a good tie with them. Yeah.
All right. Well, then Mariska would like to let them know what the deal is. Do I have to roll?
Yeah, go ahead and roll, but you've got a lot of modifiers here.
Okay, great. 16.
Yeah, definitely. You're let them know everything.
Okay, cool. So, here's the thing. Anyone who's a kid who can't be seen, and I'm so sorry I can't help, but you got to walk up with confidence. You got to be real chummy and say, I'm here for the party. I brought all the snacks that you like. All of them here right now. And then you list snacks, and then they let you into the party. And then we'll sneak around, okay? And we'll be back up.
Damn it, where's that snack manual?
Sneak around, okay? And we'll be back up.
Damn it, where's that snack manual?
It's over here.
So
then when you get in, that's when you hand the package. You can't just walk up with the package. You gotta hand it directly to him inside of the party.
Okay, that's a lot of instructions to remember. Are you ready yet, John?
All right, Hayden, let's do this.
All right. Hey! We're here for the party.
We're here for the party. We brought a bunch of snacks.
We brought all the snacks that you enjoy.
Oh, yeah?
We've got chips.
We got pretzels.
What kind of chips?
We've got, cooled ranch.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And we also have pinwheels. Everyone loves pinwheels at a party.
Yeah, everyone does.
And I come up like I don't know these two, and I'm like, oh, look at this distinguished gentleman. Wow, you have so many snacks that you've listed. You must be a part of this party. I'm going in. And I'm one install.
That's right. Yeah, they don't even know you're there. Go. Yeah. they don't even see you at the party. But I'm assuming you probably get hold of a package if Hayden Christensen or John Sebastian has, or Bastion has the package, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, I'm carrying the package.
All right, you name some snacks.
Oh, Bugles?
Okay, that's a deep cut. I like it.
These must be the Harlem Knights they spoke about.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys can come in.
Head on in. Mr. Sinclair is waiting for you. He's up the stairs behind some boxes.
Mariska wants to sneak in to make sure they're safe.
I'm going to roll a die for that one.
18.
Okay. Who's that? Oh, it's probably nothing. Okay.
Hope it wasn't some dirty kid.
Yeah. Sonny Sinclair, he would hurt him and then kill him. Wait a minute.
Hit him and then kill him.
Hit him, kill him and then hit him?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
boss.
Man.
I open the door to Sonny Sinclair's private office. Dingle ding.
The room is covered in boxes and things, and almost as though they've moved out some stuff out of the warehouse. There's a large table in the middle of the room with a briefcase on the table, a few pistols on the table as well, and there is a chair, a large office chair with its back to you. You see the top of a head, which you presume to be that of Sonny Sinclair.
Who's there?
Hello, it's me, John Bastion, and I'm here with my friend Hayden Christensen. We have a package for Sonny Sinclair.
A package from a Greek restaurant?
Yes.
I have been waiting for this package.
The chair turns around, and you see a man in a very dapper silk suit. He has a really kind of 14-year-old push-broom mustache, you know, just kind of very thin and wavering, and very short bleach blonde hair.
What's up, Hepcats? Do you like my silk suit?
Yes, very much so.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
May I have my package?
Here you go.
Thank you.
You guys need to roll right now to not be in complete terror of such a powerful crime.
Okay. I roll a
six.
I roll a five.
A five and a six, really?
Yes.
You roll a five?
Yeah.
You pee your pants. And you roll a six?
Yes.
You are.
I pretend to do that.
Choking
though, right?
Back. Barf. You are very scared.
Can we swap?
You're incredibly scared. Those are some terrible
rules.
Which
is worse, peeing your pants or vomiting?
Well, choking it back is... Like, peeing your pants has got to be worse, right?
In the presence of such a crime boss, you know, another slip-up like that, and you could immediately begin crying and explaining, you know, who you are exactly, which could be pretty tough.
That would not be good.
Mr. Sinclair...
Well, out with it, boy.
Is there anything else you need us to do, or are you satisfied?
Let me just tear open the paper on this package and see what's inside.
As terrifying as he is, I appreciate that he opens the package in front of us, because otherwise I was just going to be curious forever what's inside that thing.
And I want to, as an action move, I want to leap onto the package to maybe where like the bow is. So as his finger is coming towards the bow, that I can try and leap into his mouth and go inside of him.
Sure, you're going to roll for that. There's a number of things to roll for, but I'll just take one aggregate roll.
It's a 19.
You're able to do it. Able to climb inside your mouth. If you want to roll to see if you notice a small one-inch baby.
All right. Three.
You do not notice. You do not notice the small one-inch baby climbing inside your mouth.
Let me just pull the straw!
And I just want to slide down his esophagus into his belly.
Okay, stomach or his lungs?
Belly?
Okay. Belly it is. Okay.
Is this the last we see of Danger Lurie? Bye-bye.
Sorry, boys. What a lack of decorum on my part. I don't know what's happening.
That's no problem, sir.
Yeah. John, I mean, I'm just trying to remember if there are more steps about what we were supposed to do. Like, are we supposed to wait for Danger and Mariska here, or are we supposed to do something now?
Is Sonny supposed to give us something to take back to the restaurant?
That rotten bastard! What? Look at this load of crap he gave me. All right, fellas, I've got a job for you two.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to take this package back to the Greek restaurant and give it to the man who is the proprietor of the Greek restaurant.
Rock Godbold.
Rock Godbold.
Rock Godbold? Oh, yes, sir. Of course, sir. Whatever you want, sir.
Upon its delivery... John Depp will give you each $200.
$200? Really?
Yes, that's right. John Depp is under my employ.
He's a dirty cop?
Yeah, we knew that already.
Oh, we knew that. Okay.
Oh, I'm so angry right now, I could kill a kid and then hit it.
Oh, no. We got to get out of here.
At this point, I need a roll from Sonny Sinclair if he can control his murderous urges.
Okay. Seven?
You cannot.
Wait, I've got an idea.
You cannot control your murderous urges. Yeah.
Sonny, I think you killed a kid without realizing it. You just swallowed a kid whole, but you didn't hit him.
That makes me so mad.
And I begin to strike myself in the chest.
Yeah, you want to go and roll a die for...
Okay. 20.
You kill yourself.
Oh.
You rolled a 20?
Yes, I did.
You just killed. You punched yourself in the chest.
Yeah, darn it. Okay.
Broke your sternum. Your xiphoid process pierced your heart, and you are internally bleeding.
I, I looked to see what was in the package. Can I roll for that?
Yeah.
18.
18. A gold bar and some tzatziki.
It's the gold bar and some tzatziki. What?
But it's the same tzatziki you had earlier, that yogurt sauce.
Oh, that bad one.
Like, yeah.
That must be why he was mad.
Yeah.
It was just too much, too much garlic. Mm. You know, it's just really overpowering.
Could Mariska run into the room?
Yeah. In fact, as you run into the room, behind you are the two thugs who are at the door. Hey, what's going on in there? Boss, you okay?
Yeah, boss. Speak to us, please.
Another one of my dads. Dead.
What? Sonny's your dad?
Yes, and he had just adopted me.
Upon hearing this, Danger attempts to stay inside the body for 48 hours and then maybe even another 48 hours.
That's raw. That is raw and delirious.
Mariska's going to go lay by his body and start humming to him to try to comfort him in death.
Sure.
Can I search the body for anything useful?
That would be your best defense, yeah.
Okay. I'd like to do that.
Go ahead.
Okay. 16.
You find a gun.
Just.
You find a wallet with $5,000 in it.
Oh, wow. $5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah, all in hundreds.
Okay.
But again, you hear the voices behind you of the two thugs are at the door.
Can we roll to race to the table, the desk where the guns are?
Yes, yeah.
All right. Seven.
Okay, in comes one of the thugs. Both of the thugs. What are you guys doing in here? Quick, let's grab those guns on the table before they know that we're doing it.
Of course,
they say that out loud.
Yes.
But that's seven. That's a terrible roll. So they actually telegraphed pretty clearly what it is they planned on doing.
I fire my gun at the thugs.
Go and roll a die.
12.
Do you have any firearms training at all as a marketing manager, unemployed marketing manager?
No, I have a lot of PowerPoint
skills.
Does that translate?
Using a laser pointer is similar to, you know, firearm weapon. And have you killed anyone before?
Yes. Yes.
You killed your boss.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, definitely.
Okay, so there will be no negative modifiers for this being your first kill.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and give that a roll.
Okay. 11.
11. You wing him, roll for damage. Okay, you've injured one of the thugs. He'll lose one turn of action, but after that he'll be able to do something again.
Oh, yeah. Can I at the same time make a roll to let them just shoot and shoot and shoot at me, but also I sort of look younger than I did a little while ago, but like not in a totally noticeable way at first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just do nothing, I think, would, you know, if you're going to wait for them to shoot.
Yeah. All right. I rolled a 12.
You will be able to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you have any actions, Mariska?
Mariska would like to keep singing.
Okay.
Upon hearing her song with just a lyric, I want to ring my bell to let Mariska know that I hear her and I'm inside.
Mm-hmm.
So in case she wants comfort, that she can ask for it.
Sure, well, you're a real golden child.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So I dingle ding.
Just.
And, I dingle ding the bell, and I guess I'll roll to see how effective it was.
Yeah.
Say 11.
You feel a little comforted. You feel kind of comforted. At this point, the other guard who was not shot is able to reach one of the guns and say, all right, you've got some explaining to do. Why is boss dead?
Boss was unhappy and killed boss self.
Boss was unhappy and killed boss self?
I'm just trying to speak your language, man.
Wow, let me just roll. He's not insulted. He's not quite sure, but he's not insulted. You've got one more turn here, everybody, before the other guy is able to grab that gun.
I fire my gun again?
Sure, I'll roll the die.
6.
Ooh, okay. You miss ugly.
Hmm?
Yeah, kind of embarrassingly.
No, how disappointing.
Yeah.
I throw my manuscript at them.
Okay, go ahead and roll a die there.
All right, it's 11. I throw my manuscript. It's quite large. It's for I Think I See, the book I'm working on.
Okay, the name of it is?
Is I Think I See.
I Think I See. Okay, one of the bad guys grabs it and is going through it and is...
This is moving.
Yeah, right?
Wow, I've never seen anything quite so moving.
You must have a master's of fine arts.
I am. I do. I'm getting one.
And while he's distracted, I want to run up, and I have my last action to use, which is called Trick or Treat, mm-hmm. where if I get a 1 to 10, I give them a treat. And if it's an 11 to 20, instead of treats, they get kicks.
Okay. You want to give that a roll?
14.
14, okay. Kicks the breakfast cereal or kicks? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I see the breakfast cereal manual, please?
There you go.
All right, the guards are like, well, this is ridiculous. You guys have written a great screenplay. Our boss is on the ground with his fist in his own chest. I don't imagine any of you could have done that. But here's the thing. I'm taking over. Meet the new boss. Different. I mean, clearly, the old boss is not this second.
You're different. You're
Cheerios
different
is such a funny word.
Here's the thing.
Cheerio.
I'm not going to let you take all that money. It's staying here. Money's staying here.
How about, like, what... Might we take half of it?
Half of it?
Yeah.
What would half of 5,000 be? Three, two, one. No. I'm not going to let you take it.
Hayden, I thought he was telling me the number.
All right.
Two for one.
I'm going to roll to see if I want to finance this book into a screenplay.
Sure.
9.
You're thinking about it. You're going to make some calls. If you want... crime lords to produce your screenplay, that's going to be your call.
Ooh, I mean, that sounds like it could be its own manuscript in and of itself.
But if we do that, we have to finance it, so we'd have to leave some of this money as a down payment.
That's correct.
Guys, we could produce this screenplay, but here's the thing. What if we made it intentionally bomb and kept all of that money for ourselves? My question is, was Eddie Murphy in that movie?
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
Who's Eddie Murphy?
No, never mind. I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
Hey, someone pickpocketed my gun.
It was Dave.
Mariska?
Mariska would like to run.
You do. Yeah. You have that ability as a scamp to make an elusive getaway. Twice per day, you can make a perfect getaway.
Cool. And as I run away, can I say, you'll never catch Mariska Hargitay, eh?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. That's completely. Please. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
And everyone hears it perfectly, even though you're facing away and running.
Dingle ding.
You'll never catch Mariska Hargitay, eh?
Yes. You're able to escape. You're able to escape.
I just wanted to do it again.
I want to give pursuit.
Sure.
Okay. I'll roll for that. 7.
Seven. You try. It will be fruitless, but you don't know it will be fruitless, so you do leave the room. You don't presume.
Do I fall down the stairs?
Comically, yes. Comically fall down the stairs. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Yes.
Not bad, not bad. I'm assuming the rest of you are staying, leaving?
I suppose we should leave now and return the gold bar to...
Rock Godbolt.
Rock Godbolt.
Yeah.
And since I assume my black cat ran away, I'm going to go ahead and catch a ride with these two, and I'm going to grab onto the axle of the wheel, and I want to roll to see how completely I grab onto the axle, mm-hmm. and that's a 20.
Fully.
Oh, great.
You fully grab onto that axle.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well done, well done.
I thought so.
Here's the thing I couldn't figure out. Did Mariska con us? Like, did we get manipulated into killing her dad?
She seemed genuinely upset.
She seemed very sad about it.
I thought we were friends, but I'm not entirely sure.
Orphans.
Mariska, if you want to roll, to see if you can trust again. Again, your character, this is a weakness you have. Anything below a 10, and you won't be able to trust again.
1.
Wow.
That is below a 10.
That's not even a no.
Man, I was hoping for at least some kind of, like, subtle sign of, like, we see her across, like, an L platform and for just a second, and the train goes, and when it's passed, she's gone. But, like, we still know, like, that means something, like some kind of connection.
I'm not sure I got any of that.
There's a lot of Earth stuff I'd have to explain to you guys, but...
You make it back to the Greek restaurant, the diner, Mr. Godbold's diner, and give him the package. And he's like, wow, you know it was a gold bar, right? And you're still giving it to me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well...
Why did we do that?
Because we watched a guy punch himself to death, and it seems like maybe this isn't a business we want to be in.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't do crime anymore.
Yeah, no more. We don't want to do crime.
You guys are suckers. That's what you are.
Well, okay. You got your gold back, so you should be pretty happy.
Yeah. We're even. consider everything even.
Well, we're not quite even.
We're even.
We have some money here, and we would like 3 euros.
You know it's not 2 for 1 day.
We do.
Oh. Prize?
Is it 3 for 1 day?
It's 1 for 1 day.
Ding-a-ling. Mariska was there the whole time. She just left.
And Danger looks out the window, and he says, I spy an orphan.
Yeah, fade to black. That was nice.
I thought she would come boomeranging back.
Here's my problem. I kept trying to think of good Eddie Murphy movies.
Who is Eddie Murphy?
Oh, another mystical discharge from the podcast feed. I shall channel away the enigmatic energies. Usador, a.k.a. John Bastion, was played by Matt Young. Chunt, a.k.a. Baby Danger LaGrange, was played by Adil Rafai. Momo, the mouse with human strength, a.k.a. Mariska Hargitay, was played by Aaron Keefe. Metamore, the office manager, was played by Bill Arnett. Dorian DeVille, a.k.a. Mr. Ropley, was played by Zach Thompson. This episode of Officers and Bosses was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacova. This episode was edited by Chris Rathjen, with production assistance by Garrett Schultz. The Officers and Bosses logo was designed by Alan Laban, with a theme song composed by Andy Poland. Oh, another close call. I'll have to listen back, as I can't remember anything I just said. Perhaps there is a clue. Probably not. Go to patreon.com/magictavern to become a patron and support the show. And right now, through July 5th, save 70% off your first month of Patreon by using code OFFICE. This independent production depends on you, and in return for your support, you'll receive 2 new bonus episodes each month, a monthly newsletter, the full back catalog of over 100 bonus episodes, and many other benefits. Use code OFFICE by July 5th to save 70% off your first month of Patreon. Until next week, fair listeners.